A York Regional Police Constable has pleaded guilty to defrauding the local municipal government of almost $8,000 in false benefits claims. Shannon Reeseberry, 58, entered her plea in a Barry courtroom to one count of fraud under $5,000 and was given a conditional discharge with a restitution order to be paid by the time her three-year probationary period ends. Reeseberry had been facing a charge of uttering a forged document and fraud over $5,000, but reached a joint resolution, a plea deal, with the Crown. Ontario Court Madam Justice Sarah Tarcha appeared unimpressed with the details of the joint submission, citing the amount of money stolen and frequency of the claims, but ultimately agreed to it. "I can't say it's contrary to the public interest," said Tarcha. Court heard evidence that Reeseberry filed 55 claims between 2018 and 2022 totaling $7,855 for a variety of medical services that did not occur. Her case was moved from York Region to Barrie to avoid a conflict from her work in that jurisdiction. Citing financial hardship and the demands of being a single parent, Reeseberry said it caused her to act out of character. "It was just a really bad time," she said via video link. "I have no excuses. I wasn't thinking clearly and I want to apologize for my actions," Reeseberry added. Inferring that she could not afford a lawyer, Reeseberry represented herself in the matter, though she told court that she did receive informal advice from a legal professional. She also told court that she was under additional financial strain at the time of the offense, because her now ex-husband was not contributing financially despite still residing in the marital home, though he has since moved out. According to public sector salary disclosure records available through the province, Reeseberry earned $118,786 in 2023, the most recent year records were available. Reeseberry attended court in person 2 weeks earlier, but the case was adjourned. When approached by a Barrie Today reporter at that time, she declined to confirm her occupation. Reeseberry had no criminal record and has otherwise had a blemish-free career as a police officer. The discharge allows her to avoid a criminal record upon competition of her probation and payment of the $7,855 restitution order. More than two decades ago, Reeseberry was one of the officers to attend the scene when former NHL player Rob Ramage crashed his vehicle while driving drunk near Woodbridge. Retired Chicago Blackhawks defenseman Keith Magnuson was killed in the crash and Ramage was convicted at trial in Magnuson's death. Media reports at the time detailed her testifying at Ramage's trial.